Welcome to WJR's Internet Advisor Podcast. Catch the live show weekends on News Talk 760 WJR and online at internetadvisor.net. Now, here are your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
Well, what do you think of that sexy new intro? Gary Baker, our internet advisor, and Ed Rudell in studio with me, Foster Brown. What do you think of that sexy intro?
I'll tell you what. You know, it was it was fun when Steve Didos helped us with the first version 1.0 our theme music. And
1998.
Getting a preview of the new one. And we're going to be talking to
Steve's in studio. We're going to be talking with him. He's having a hard time holding back from playing his piano and Matty, his saxophone. But we're going to have them sounding off for you in just a little bit, talking about the new intro music. Redo of the music.
That's right. It's version 2.0. Right?
That's right.
Version 2.0. And while people are listening to it, they ought to go on to our site, internetadvisor.net.
Right, you
click
are.
Off and see what Steve has written about about the theme music, how they did it, and a picture of a very young Steve Didos.
we all love our PR photos, don't we? Yeah. Steve is, again, as Gary was saying, if you go to internetadvisor.net, which is the repository of all knowledge here at the show, you can go to the show notes there and click on Steve Didos. It takes you to his website, and then the click here is also you go directly to the place where you can listen to the music. Guys, Eddie, let's talk about some things that have been happening this week. All sorts of mystery surrounding this Carrier IQ rootkit, supposedly. What do you make of it?
Well, today's the first day I actually heard it called a rootkit, because I read it earlier in the week, Tuesday, and I saw, big deal, it's a diagnostic program.
Right.
And it just
That's exactly it.
Some kid out there was just looking at it going, oh, I can't believe it's basically tracking all of my keyboard movements and running it to a file.
Well, only did he find it, made a video that went onto YouTube, and that went viral. I did, too. I watched it. It was kind of spooky.
And I'm like, it just looks like a little subroutine used for capturing keyboards and sent to the operating system.
But people who don't know that, like me, for instance, I'm looking at it thinking, my Lord, it's copying the message that's being sent out. Ah!
And besides that, it's how it's installed on the computer makes it a rootkit, right? So it's not what it does. It's,
exactly.
It's how it gets there.
Is it really a rootkit?
It's just part of, I would consider it part of the basic operating system.
Yeah, because rootkit says it's like hidden from the operating system.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like a malicious.
Yeah, and this
it's
isn't
not supposed to be on
there. It's been put in there. Folks, if you've seen the articles, it says that in most of your cell phones, my iPhone 4, Gary, your iPhone 4S, and I don't know, what phone do you have yet?
A BlackBerry? Oh, I have the BlackBerry.
Well, 90s. Then you don't have it.
Yeah.
It's not in there. The BlackBerries were saved from it. But Android phones, all of us have this program that's in the bottom. It's baked into the system, and it's a diagnostic tool, right, Ed?
Yes.
When Apple, for instance, or the other computer companies want to find out what's going on in their phones, if there's problems, engineers can go in, tap that log, and find out what's going on.
Correct.
And look for errors in there.
Now, in the video, it looked kind of, you know, the operator that created the video basically plugged it into the USB port of his computer and then ran a diagnostic program so that anything he typed was sent to the computer and so that he could view all this ASCII hexadecimal information that is being typed.
And it
was
spooky.
A program, and it's kind of spooky.
For somebody who doesn't know better, it was very spooky.
And I'm like, I did that in 1983. What are you guys freaking out about?
Because you're an old hacker. That's what they
You know, people don't think about what really goes on with their computers, and especially people that work for larger companies. Everybody today has remote support, and if you have a remote support, that means that the help desk can get onto your computer and see what you're doing any time of the day or night that they want to. Now, they don't usually, right? They're not supposed to in a lot of companies, but they have that ability.
To me, it was also an example of how the press right now, you know, we live in the information age, good and bad. The good is we get stuff quickly. The bad is the stuff we get quickly ain't necessarily right.
Yeah.
And like it took a day or two when people were coming back and saying, hold your horses.
Yeah.
You know, Carrier IQ is not, they're not bad guys. They do this for all sorts of people. The companies know that it's there and it's a diagnostic tool. So, you know.
Yep. You know, the only thing that I was sort of concerned about was that some of this information is stored in a log file.
Yeah.
You know, and then how long is that log file kept? And I really didn't find out how that's vetted
out. Yeah, that has not yet come through, but I think we're getting things settled. The dust is settling on it.
And there was a big uproar 6 months ago, 8 months ago about Apple, right? When somebody found out
location
Apple
services.
Oh, the location services, yes. Yeah, yeah. And Apple, by the way, is involved. At first it said, none of the iOS 5 products had this. And then it said, except the iPhone 4. I said, oh, thanks, guys. I just got one. So I went in and, of course, disabled this thing. And basically what it is in the service, your general area.
Yeah, you can disable it, too.
You can disable it. Like one click, done. And what it said was, you know, send the diagnostic information to Apple.
Yeah.
And so I said, no, don't. And done.
But it helps them.
Yes.
Individually, not so much. But in general, it helps them when they see a whole bunch of problems happening that are all similar. Now they know what to fix.
Gary, I think you're right.
Version of the operating system.
What's
right?
Spooky for most of us is we don't really realize how much information all the time is being gathered on us. And I think that's part of this thing that people are freaking out about. But they know where I am. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But that's what lets you know where the nearest Burger King is when you go on search.
And what we've always said is don't do anything online that you wouldn't want your minister or your mother to see, right? And,
the two M's, the two most important M's, that's right. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Cyber Monday. Now, we have Rick Broider coming in here, by the way, and I'm delighted that he could be with us. He is a blogger for CNET, and
And right here in Michigan.
That's
right. We're going to ask him how that happened.
Yeah.
How a Michigan,
I love that.
You know, gets to work for CNET.
But
very cool.
The fact is he's a cheapskate. Now, this is going to be taking place at Tom Dyroff, who used to be our own very own resident cheapskate.
Yeah, he was a cheapskate that was here every week. So.
Well, Rick is in the area. We're going to talk with him. But I was fascinated, Gary. You sent me this about who was on top on Cyber Monday. Now, you folks probably heard all sorts of sales records are broken, both on Black Friday, not only in stores, but online.
And Cyber Monday, more so than even Black Friday, right?
I was fascinated to see that Apple was the number three seller. The first time I've seen a single brand.
Right. Not too hard to figure out that Amazon might be right up there at the top, and it is number one.
And Walmart as well.
Walmart.
But a single brand Apple? Maybe we can talk more about that with Rick when he's on with us. Hey, coming up in just a moment, we're going to be talking with Steve Didios and his son, Matty, about this great new music here on the Internet Advisor. Don't go away.